Let us come with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and may find grace in seasonable aid. That is the introit for the feast, the glorious feast that we celebrate today, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which of course is Mary, Our Lady of Fatima. It is the Immaculate Heart, and it is that which she came to reveal at Fatima, as well as to reveal to us the many things that would be coming, both good and bad. Of course, she predicted many things. Some of them already have happened. Some of them we do not know, because the secret of Fatima has not yet been really revealed. And so, the secrets of her heart, some of which she confided to Venerable Lucia dos Santos, are not yet revealed, but they are taking place as we speak, with all the evils that surround us in the world and in the church. The Immaculate Heart of Mary, from the very beginning of time, as was predicted in Genesis 3:15, God had deigned to create this particular woman who would become the mother of his son. And so she had to be perfect, in as much as perfect as any human being could be, other than her son. She had to be sinless. There could not be a moment when there was sin in her heart, in her soul. She would be the mother of the Messiah, the mother of the Son of God, the only parent of the Son of God. And so she was prefigured, and of course we saw the magnificent reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus, which is a prophecy of her. I am the mother of fair love, and so forth, which we have just heard a few seconds ago. And so today we come to pay homage to her, who is, in a sense, also titular of this shrine as Our Lady of Fatima. And we come to pay homage to her son, who made all these things possible. The two hearts, the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Sacred Heart of Mary, from the very moment of the Incarnation, have been united, not only through the 9 months of gestation in her holy and virginal womb, but also afterwards, where she was always with him, always together. So much so that after a while, she could not stand to be separated from him, though spiritually they were united. And thus, at that moment, we celebrate the Dormition of Our Lady, the falling asleep, and then our Lord came with the angels to retrieve her body and soul and take her to heaven, where she now reigns in glory with her son. When the mother of the sons of Zebedee, among his best friends, James and John, came and asked for the seats next to him in heaven, in his kingdom, he said, "Those have already been allotted by my heavenly Father." And of course, they are allotted to the Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Conception, the Immaculate Heart, and to her most chaste and just spouse, Saint Joseph, the just, the silent, the great intercessor of Holy Mother, the Church, and of all her children. So today we honor God above all, who made these things happen, and the Blessed Mother, who by cooperating with the grace of God that was given to her at the moment of her conception in the womb of her mother, St. Anne, was able to live full of grace always. So that the Archangel St. Gabriel came to her saying, "Hail, full of grace." No one but the Immaculate Conception, or Jesus Christ, her son, was full of grace at that moment. And of course, her son had not yet been conceived. It would be minutes before he would be conceived. and all the angels in heaven looked down, as St. Bernard tells us, in great anticipation, waiting for her to say yes. And then at the moment that she agrees, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word," the angels kneel and prostrate themselves to the ground in heaven and on earth, including St. Gabriel, who then slowly left backwards because he could not give her his back. And so today we celebrate this wondrous feast for ourselves and for this shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. As we celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us pray also for His Excellency Bishop William Albert Walk, who celebrates today the anniversary of his consecration as bishop in 2017, I believe it was. And so we pray for him in every which way, and that he may be with us and protect us for many, many more years. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.